You're tuned into tomorrow. Right here on the Advanced Media Network.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson paid for by the Sentinel Group. Attention military vets and current soldiers who served between 2002 to 2016. Have you or a loved one suffered hearing loss or tinnitus after serving or while serving in the U.S. Armed Forces? You may be entitled to compensation. 3M, the manufacturer of earplugs made for combat, recently paid the government $9.1 million to settle a False Claims Act case for knowingly selling these defective earplugs. If you or a loved one suffered hearing loss due to defective earplugs, call us now for a free case review. Call 800-211-5509. That's 800-211-5509.
Welcome into Tomorrow with Dave Graveline, the interactive radio network programmed with the latest in high-tech products and services and the experts who bring them to you. This is Into Tomorrow. Here's Dave Graveline.
Into Tomorrow is on the air for the weekend of August 30th, 2019. By the time you hear this, there may not be much left of us in South Florida. I hope that's not the case, but we're being threatened when we put this show together by hurricane, a major one at that. Now, let's hope that by the time you hear this, it has veered off and not affected anyone. It just went east into the Atlantic and died out. Maybe a ship had to divert a little bit, but beyond that, hopefully not a problem. However, if it slammed into South Florida and affected us in Miami, hope you enjoyed our last broadcast. I figured I'd go there before Chris had a chance. By the way, on that thought, I'm Dave Graveline.
I'm Chris Graveline.
Eros Moe's in the control room here in our Miami studios that still exist at the moment. And H is in New York working with the show and celebrating his birthday week. So happy birthday to the Horatio, the H-monster, the H-bomb, as you call him.
Yes, he is the H-bomb.
He's the H-bomb, by all means.
So, and assuming we don't get wiped out by the hurricane, where are we going to be in 2 weeks?
Oh, well, actually, what you're going to hear in 2 weeks is IFA Part 1.
Right, well, that's right, because if you follow us on Facebook and Twitter, you'll hear things as we go along.
Correct, and you certainly want to do that. You want to follow us into tomorrow. It's very easy. Twitter, at IT Radio Show. I hope you follow us anyway, but now you should. Personally, as well, for Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, just at Dave Graveline. Easy. Love to have you following and say hi. And then you'll see what we're doing, because the plan is, hurricane notwithstanding, that we leave on Labor Day to head to Berlin. Because then there's 2 days of press days, gathering information and booking interviews and whatnot. And then 6 days of IFA. Awesome trade show, a show rich in tech history that you hear us talk about every week on the show. And it's always our most favorite remote broadcast from anywhere in the world. People used to think it was that cesspool in Vegas in January. No. IFA, that's the place to be. And if you've never been, good heavens, might be a little late now, but hey, if money's no object, run on over to Berlin and join us. Come and see why we say this is such an awesome trade show. And unlike the cesspool, it's open to the public. Actual members of the public, consumers, can attend this consumer electronics show. I know it's a novel idea, but they can. And many do.
Many do.
Yeah. Why are you just nodding your head over there? It's radio.
I'm
you have to
with
speak.
Yes. I'm speaking volumes in my head.
Oh, jeez. Just because my name's the one on the logo doesn't mean I have to do all the talking. People are probably
sure
tired of hearing me.
We are. I mean, no.
Nice. Anyway, some tech news and commentary mayhaps before we get to more of your calls as we begin to wrap up this year's Cool Into Tomorrow Hot Summer giveaway. So if you've not called in, what on earth are you waiting for?
There's
the Christmas. Well, we'll have other giveaways for Christmas. But that's another cool thing about IFA. Unlike that other show in Lost Wages, this is before the holidays. So you get to see all these new products that are out that might make for great Christmas gifts. Holiday gifts even for yourself.
Or Hanukkah gifts.
Or what? That's what I said. Holiday gifts in general. Or just a plain gift because you deserve it.
Yeah.
That's how I've always dealt with it.
I might get myself a Friday gift. Every Friday.
Every Friday. Okay, good. Yeah, but it usually involves alcohol. That's a different story.
That's a different story.
Yeah. However, that's another cool thing about IFA in Berlin every year. New stuff introduced and out before the holidays. It's awesome. Instead of the other show that you wait till after the holidays. Well, what good is that? Well, everybody has a birthday. Oh, okay, good. Back in November, I'll think of maybe getting that for somebody. you know, just the way it goes. That's probably why it's going to implode soon. But it'll be our 25th year there coming up if they let us in the door now.
Yeah. I have a feeling they're going to probably revoke our press credentials.
Oh, well. Hey, we'll do interviews outside.
Okay. Apple has reportedly suspended a project to let iPhones in the same neighboring areas message each other without the need for cellular coverage.
Oh?
Apple was originally working with Intel to incorporate the feature into the chipmaker's cellular modems for upcoming iPhones. The technology would have worked by tapping the 900 megahertz radio spectrum, which is used by ham radios and industrial equipment to send long-range messages in the event iPhone owners are in remote areas without cellular service. Basically, it was like a walkie-talkie feature, but through texting. Exactly why the feature was shelved is unknown, but there are two possible factors. Apple's leader for the project, executive Ruben Caballero, left the company earlier this year. Around the same time, Apple also struck a multi-year agreement to source modems from Qualcomm after the two companies settled a patent battle.
Interesting. Speaking of Qualcomm, we hope to have their CEO on the show after his keynote at IFA. Yeah. So stay tuned for that. That's something we should talk about.
Yeah, well, and they're certainly doing better than Intel these days.
Oh, gosh. And Intel have not doing good at all.
No, in fact, my editing computer here, my SSD, main SSD crashed the other day, so I had to replace it. And I pulled it out, and it was an Intel drive. And I figured, oh, there's why it crashed.
That, exactly. And they're just not doing well in terms of the number of chips being made and sold. And how bizarre is that? And beat out by NVIDIA and AMD, big time AMD increasing their graphic processing unit chips and selling a lot more. NVIDIA was flat for the same period of time last year. AMD was, I think, 13% more, and Intel was down almost 2%. Well, what does that tell you? That they just don't get it. Mm-hmm. You know, they're just the dinosaur in the group, and they're dying off. It's a shame, but that's kind of how that happens. Wow. Yeah. Blizzard has opened four more World of Warcraft Classic servers and changed the previous character limit of three per account with the new game release this past week. The new servers are Insidious, Bigglesworth, Old Blanchy, and Westfall. Now, that might mean something to you big-time gamers, but players can now make up to 10 characters per realm. Wow. Which means 50 across all Classic realms. I personally have no idea what that means, but if you're a WoW user, that's World of Warcraft. See, I'm hip. that might be important to you.
I think the last computer game like that I played was Doom, like the original Doom, years ago.
But it wasn't a World of Warcraft series.
No, but it was that its type own of game. It was, okay. Doom. I don't know.
Do you have realms?
I don't remember. I don't know. I think I was in high school.
Oh. Well, you have no memories of high school?
Not really.
Oh, that's scary. What the heck were you doing?
I have even less memories of college.
Yeah, wonderful.
Assurion, an insurance company for phones and other devices, has reportedly bought Ubreak iFix, the official phone repair company for Google Pixel devices and Samsung Galaxy phones.
Oh.
The immediate plans for the merger aren't clear, but it'd be relatively simple for Assurion to push its customers over to Ubreak iFix locations to get their insured devices immediately repaired. Ubreak iFix operates more than 500 stores in the U.S., and Assurion offers its customers screen repairs along with complete phone replacements, depending on their plans. Assurion is the provider of the phone insurance plans sold by AT&T, Sprint, and Verizon in the U.S.
Back when the Graham companies weren't so greedy and we still had our studios on Main Street in Miami Lakes, wasn't there one of those Ubreak iFix across the street
there
from
was.
Us?
It's still there.
So now they're owned by this insurance company.
Yeah.
Interesting. But yeah, I can see not only pushing their customers there for obvious repairs, especially if they're covered by their policy, but I hope they'll continue to do a good job that they had done in the past and not cut corners because now it's actually costing the parent company money.
Yeah, but it will now cost the parent company less money since they now own the repair company.
That's true. They can certainly have more control over what happens there.
This was a good business move for them.
It seems like. Maytag, remember them? Recently launched a washer and dryer that can be controlled using an app. The appliances send notifications when detergent in the dispenser is running low, and the app can be programmed to send laundry task notifications to various household members. Basically, that means mom doesn't have to do it all. Tell the kids, all right, time for you to transfer the clothes from the washer to the dryer. And then another notification when the dryer finishes, tell the other kid, time for you to go get the clothes out of the dryer. And then dad, time for you to hang and fold them. Yeah, that'll work. But that's kind of interesting.
Yeah.
But you wonder why does a washer and dryer need an app? Well, there you go. You ever wonder that?
No, I've never quite wondered. I mean, I've wondered why people would spend the kind of money. I mean, I'm all about tech, obviously, but when you get these really, really expensive washing machines where they say, oh, you know, you don't have to add your detergent to every load. You just fill the reservoir. And it's like, well, how much does it take to just pour a little detergent into a cup and dump it in the washing machine? You know?
Well, I didn't say they were expensive. But, I mean, they might be. I don't know how much they cost. Anybody bought a Maytag lately that uses an app? How much was it?
I'm sure a lot.
A lot. That's relative.
Yeah. Google says that its Nest Hello video doorbell can now send alerts when a package is waiting for you. The camera, which can already detect people, is gaining the ability to monitor your doorstep for packages, and it will automatically send alerts when one is spotted. Now, there is one catch, though. Google says package detection can only be used by U.S. Nest Hello users who have a paid Nest Aware subscription, which starts at $5 a month. Nest Aware already allows you to set alerts for motion in specific zones, get notifications for familiar or unfamiliar faces that show up on camera, which is kind of scary because now you've got facial recognition in these cameras.
Yes. Whoa.
And 24/7 history of your Nest's video feed. Package detection seems like another feature that Google hopes will make Nest Aware subscription worth the price. If you already subscribe to Nest Aware, Google says package alerts will be turned on by default once your device gets the latest update, and you can turn them off in the Nest app if you'd like.
Yeah, no, and why would you turn them off when you want to know if there's a package at your door?
So. They probably assume most people would, which is why they're going to turn it on by default.
Sure. And I'm imagining that you can kind of paint the screen so that it's whatever areas near the front door step or where packages may likely be left. So if a bird flies into the area by the top of the door, you're not getting an alert and going, why did I get an alert?
Well, that's apparently it's using AI to determine if it looks like a package, because I guess if it has facial recognition available to it, then they can do their algorithm to detect a package.
But some people's packages look very different.
This is true.
So, but that's interesting. I think it's a good start anyway. Now, that reminds me of something you turned me on to recently, and that is, what is it, from United States Postal Service?
Informed delivery,
there you go, which I thought was really fascinating. And I'm thinking, what does that mean? Well, apparently, because now I've done it, and it's really cool. If you don't know about this, Erasmo, you might want to do it. You can get informed delivery the morning of your mail delivery. They send you a picture of every envelope or package that they have scanned for delivery.
Yeah, because you know, I have a newer house, and in the newer homes, they don't put mailboxes in front of the houses anymore.
Yeah.
They will only do central mailboxes.
Right, so you have to go to one place in your community to get, everybody has to go there to get their mail.
Right. So now I have this, and every morning I get an email that has a picture of every piece of mail I'm getting.
And
so
it's all junk mail, usually.
Right. So I know, okay, well, good. I don't have to go to the mailbox today. I can wait another few days.
Yeah. However, when you get, and see, I'm lucky I still have a mailbox in front of my house, and they deliver to the house, and I don't have to go to some central area. But that's just because the community I live in has been around longer than UPS said, we're going to stop doing that.
Or the USPS, not UPS.
Well, that's what I meant. It's some initials in there. United States Postal Service, yeah. They'll deliver rain, sleet, snow, hurricanes, but only to a central mailbox.
Yeah.
But what's cool is that when there is something you are expecting, oh, there's that check. Fine, go to the mailbox. Otherwise, it's all full of junk mail. Let it just collect and then put it all in one trip into the dumpster. Or the recycle bin, of course. Got to be PC, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's cool, though. And I'm now doing that. The problem is, though, that like I get an email early morning, I guess, 5 o'clock, 6 o'clock in the morning. I don't know. Whenever it comes in, I see it later, of course. And I scroll through, and it's fascinating because junk, junk, junk. Probably junk, don't know, so it's most likely junk. Scroll, junk, junk. Packages that you may be expecting. None today.
Oh.
It's like not getting a like on Facebook. You know? And then you scroll through. Packages that you might be expecting soon. None.
Oh. You know. Yeah, I checked it the day of my birthday to see how many birthday cards were there. There wasn't one picture of a birthday card in that email.
But there was a birthday card when you got here to work.
Well, because
don't make it sound like nobody gave you one. I did.
Well, you did.
With gift cards inside it.
Well, then my mother sent me one here to work because for whatever reason, I guess she can't send one to my house. But that's another story.
That's funny. She sends my ex, your mother, is sending your birthday cards here. Because she doesn't remember your, well, she does remember your home
because
address.
My daughter's 23 and doesn't even live with me anymore, and she sends her birthday cards to my house. So, send mine here. I don't know. Well, I don't get it.
That's why she's my ex. But anyway, but I find that interesting, and it's called Informed Delivery.
Yes, and it's a free service from the USPS.
Larry in Koshigaya, Japan. Hey, Larry, what can we do for you?
Is there a program to do voice to typing besides Dragon Talk that is inexpensive and that will work with OpenOffice? Dragon Talk at $300 is above my budget. So I want something that's inexpensive but effective.
I don't blame you, Larry. That's expensive by all means. There is nothing, however, that's truly comparable in quality or in features, unfortunately. There are plenty of speech recognition programs, but they all fall very short, very quickly in our experience. For example, Speech Texter sounds good, but it only works on Chrome. Speech Notes is free. Sounds pretty good, but it only works in Chrome. Dictation.io doesn't only work in Chrome, but it only works in a browser. I mean, so they all have some bizarre restrictions of some sort. Sound pretty good, though.
Yeah. Now, Dictandu can work for you, if I can say that on the radio. I think you just did.
Yeah.
It's Dictandu. But there's no real way to know because they don't seem to share pricing unless you sign up for a free trial first. It's also designed for blogging, so it may fall a little short of your expectations. Nuance pretty much owns the market if you need to use your dictation software offline, or if you're unwilling to copy and paste the output from a browser to your text editor, unfortunately. And Nuance, of course, owns Dragon. Google, Microsoft, and IBM all offer very solid B2B solutions, though, so there may be more competitors entering the market soon if any of those tech giants sense that they could make more money by selling directly to consumers.
Yeah. Hope that helped you out, Larry. Wish we could have been able to save you money and offer more opportunities. All the information and our show notes are there for you at intotomorrow.com for the show for August 30th.
Guys, by now, you've heard the great news. If you've wanted to try Viagra or Cialis, but were worried about the price, Blue Pills Direct can finally give you the results you've been looking for. Why pay almost $15 per pill when you can get the same results you need for only $2 per pill? That's right. Call today and receive 50 blue pills or 50 yellow pills for only $99. That's only $2 per pill and saves you almost $500 from your local pharmacy. Why wait? Call 888-914-4247 today and finally have those breathtaking, toe-curling moments again and again. Call 888-914-4247 right now, and we'll rush your order discreetly packaged to your door. Just call 888-914-4247. That's 888-914-4247. Call 888-914-4247.
Welcome back into Tomorrow. Delighted to have you with us. Erasmo's in the control room. Birthday boy Horatio working with the show out of New York. And I'm Dave Graveline.
It's time for our hip-hop history feature. IFA is one of the largest and oldest tech shows in the world. With this week's look back at IFA's historic past.
Here's Chris Graveline.
Here's historic Chris. Historic.
TV sets were black and white in the beginning, of course, but already in 1902, Otto von Bronck, a German engineer, received a patent for the first color television technology. NTSC, developed by General Sarnoff and his team in the U.S. several decades later, is based on this early concept. The first TV sets were as tiny as a postage stamp and showed only very unclear pictures with ugly stripes, first shown at the German radio show, which is known today as IFA. Picture capturing and reception was done mechanically, transmission done by radio waves. That's this week's IFA update brought to you by Messe Berlin. Be sure to visit ifa-berlin.com.
And hurricane notwithstanding, we'll be visiting there next week and bringing you a couple of weeks' worth of IFA interviews starting in 2 weeks, so do stay tuned.
The cool Into Tomorrow Hot
summer giveaway.
We still have some cool items for you, like...
From DE World, they sent us a case of their grip all-in-one phone mounts for the car.
From all kinds of people like Catalyst, they sent a whole bunch of waterproof cases for everything from AirPods to the Watch Series 4 to all sorts of neat things. Also, some iPhone XR cases. XR, I know, 10R. You get it. Bunch of cases from Catalyst.
From WDC, a ton of stuff, including a 500GB My Passport Go rugged SSD and a 2TB My Passport Ultra portable drive.
Vin Power Digital sent three of their 128GB iX Flash iPhone flash drives worth $100 each.
Razer sent several of their Hammerhead Duo in-ear headsets.
Brilliant. How about a single switch all-in-one smart home control? Pretty cool. Check it out. That's worth $300.
Jabra sent us several things, including their Elite 65T True Wireless Earbuds and their Move Wireless On-Ear Headphones.
How about some wireless, speaking of wireless, noise-canceling headphones from Audio-Technica? These are $300 a pair.
From Bracketron, another case full of stuff, including dash mounts, travel mounts, USB chargers, and Bluetooth transmitters for your car.
Do you often need to leave your car at the airport, or maybe you like to rent a car periodically? Well, Travel Car Airport Parking and Car Rental has provided $300 worth of cool money to spend on airport parking and or car rentals.
From Sanjin America, six of their HDR 14 AM-FM stereo portable HD radios.
Mixeter, their low-cost ANC, that would be, automatic...
I knew that.
Active noise-canceling Bluetooth headphones. Got a bunch of those.
And from Monoprice, a monolith in-ear planar magnetic earphones and an MP Select Mini 3D printer.
And what number does one call anytime? Day or night to participate, but you gotta hurry because the summer giveaway is ending in the next couple weeks.
800-899-INTO. That's 800-899-4686.
Hi, I'm Joan London. If you're worried about your parent or loved one living alone, like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service.
Finding an apartment that was on the courtyard with the view of the trees, the view of the ducks, the stream, the creek, all of that, that was what I needed.
You'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. Here's the number.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-806-3752. That's 800-806-3752.
A Place for Mom is a free service, and you can trust them to help you. So if you're struggling to find reliable senior living information, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-806-3752. That's 800-806-3752.
Sometimes feel like Fred Flintstone in a George Jetson world? Well, we here at Into Tomorrow are here to help. I'm Dave Graveline. This our 23rd year bringing you further into tomorrow. Glad that you've tuned in. Thank you for joining us on the program. Thank you even more when we hear you on the program, when you call in and participate. If we can solve any digital dilemmas for you, answer any questions about anything involving consumer tech, or maybe you want to help another listener. Those are always some of our best calls. Or otherwise, share your favorite app. Anyway, we want to hear you on the air. And the best way to do that, in addition to the audio option on the free Into Tomorrow apps, is to use the 800 number. It might be the old-fashioned way, but it still works well. And I kind of hold your hand through the process. You'll see what I mean when you call. It's a lot of fun, I promise. 800-899-INTO. That's 800-899-4686. Either way, we want to hear from you and then send you prizes for participating on the program. Our next guest is with a company that created the world's first coding robot for girls. She is the CEO of Smart Girls. Instead of an S at the end, it's a Z. Smart Girls, if you will. Sharmi Albrechtson. Did I even say your name right, Sharmi? How are you?
That's correct, Dave. Sharmi Albrechtson. Thank you.
It's a pleasure. Glad to have you with us. I understand Smart Girls was not only on Shark Tank and you sold like 20,000 products, but give me a little more background about what Smart Girls is all about, and then let's take it from there.
I started Smart Girls actually as a personal issue of my own. My daughter was struggling in math, and I went to go and buy some applied math projects for her, including Lego Mindstorms. We came home, and we tried to actually assemble the robot and code it. And, I mean, just it was a total failure. I mean, she wasn't interested. She didn't like the building part of it. The interface wasn't working for her, and I thought, there's a real opportunity here, you know. As a learning specialist, you know, I felt that a lot of the toys out there were really like sending the wrong messages to girls that, you know, if you want to be in tech, you have to, you know, play with either a masculine drone or robot or something that's very boring and gender neutral.
Hmm.
So she inspired me. And then when I started looking into it, I found that my daughter wasn't alone. Actually, 70% of girls, before they reach age 11, start stepping away and leaning away from STEM, which is science, technology, engineering, math. So we're losing a lot of girls at a young age.
And Sharmi, why do you think that they're stepping away? Is it for that very reason, that they think it's just not for them, or it's a little too difficult in their mind initially and no one's really encouraging them, or kind of like all of the above?
It's all of the above, but we also, you know, as a learning specialist, I wanted to really dig deep into it and find out, you know, was there any research to show the differences between the way that girls and boys learn math? And because it's really like this, you know, the stem of it all. And mm-hmm. What I found was actually there's been some research to show that girls do learn math differently, and we're using like a one-size-fits-all technique for both boys and girls, and it's obviously not working, and we're failing our girls. So, I mean, with Smart Girls, one of the reasons why we have a doll attached to the robot is because we want to encourage storytelling and engagement. And so a lot of our games and exercises to teach coding and math are actually using the dolls and their stories as, like, the center of the applied math problem.
Ah, okay. So you're keeping that interest, which most girls have, nothing wrong with that at all, in terms of the doll and kind of living through them vicariously in some ways, and
exactly.
Yet having them involve the doll with the robot and learning about that.
Mm-hmm.
Awesome.
Exactly. So we're like the first one that's actually made a robot that has like a character and a name and a story behind it and something that can fit into your world. So, I mean, if you have, you know, most girls this, you know, in this age range between 5 and 12 have Barbies and dolls in that size range, you can, you know, take any doll that you have and put it on our robot and drive it around and, you know, have adventures with it. So we found the engagement to be very high, and we have a great community of more than 10,000 parents and kids that give us great feedback on a regular basis.
And with a 9-year-old granddaughter, I'm going to have to find out whether she would be involved as well, because she, too, has been struggling with math and just some general things at school, where something like this, it would seem to me that any child, as you mentioned your own, that was struggling with any number of things in terms of different curriculums and so forth, would probably engage something like this with a whole lot more fun in their mind and almost learn accidentally. Is that kind of an accurate statement?
That's exactly what I created it for. I mean, we didn't make it as a school product. It's actually for after school. Many of the boys have loads of, you know, really fun drones and robots at home. And the girls didn't really have anything, so they were learning maybe the basics of coding or computer science at school, but then they had nothing to practice on when they came home. And so what's fun about Smart Girls is that it connects to your iPad that you have already at home, or a tablet, and a lot of, you know, phones as well. All you do is connect, you download our software, and then the app, And within like 30 seconds, you're already beginning to start coding your robot around the room.
And when you talk about coding, for those parents who may not know, what exactly does that mean? What are they learning in terms of coding?
Okay, so coding is basically what is behind every computer program. Mm-hmm. And so what we do is we're trying to teach the basics of computer science. And so, you know, even when I was a child, my mother, you know, back then thought that and realized that computer science was very important. So I learned DOS at a very, you know, young age. And it's basically, you know, learning computer science. What our robot does, it also teaches you the basics of mathematics. So, I mean, you'll learn about length and a little bit about map reading, you know, being able to maneuver your robot in different scenarios, driving forward, driving backward, learning about length. And you know, we also have it in the metric system, so you can also learn the difference between metric and imperial.
Wow. Boy, and be smarter than the boys in your class because you got both. I love it.
Yes.
That's cool. Now, what does the robot cost itself? And then from there, you mentioned you can download the app and you can get very involved. Just to give people an idea what expense is involved here, too. We're talking about a robot.
Yeah, exactly. And it's a robot with a doll and a full e-learning platform. So it's $59.99. So it is one of the most reasonable coding robots on the market today, and we wanted it to be so. You can buy it on Amazon or on our website, smartgirls.com. We've got a new project with Girl Scouts of America, so the company's growing significantly.
Yeah, tell me about the project with the Girl Scouts. That sounds kind of cool.
Yeah. Well, the Girl Scouts now are a partner with us. And if you look in their catalog, you'll find Smart Girls under STEM. And if you use our products, you'll be able to earn points towards getting your STEM badge.
Cool. I think the fact that they've got a STEM badge is awesome. And the fact that you can use the Smart Girls robot and doll toward that goal is even more awesomer. So I think that's amazing. And yet, unfortunately, as I understand it, we still have the lowest numbers of women, girls in general, taking some STEM education. We certainly need to bridge that gender gap. And it seems like you're doing that from ages 5 to 12 in a very fun way.
Yeah, I hope so. I mean, you know, the numbers were really surprising to me about, I mean, when we saw, I don't know if you saw the movie Hidden Figures, but, you know, in it was so inspiring to see these, you know, all these women who were actually physical computers, right? Before, like, the actual computers came into place, and they were computing, and they were loving mathematics, and then something changed in, like, the 1980s where, like, messages were given to women that computer science is really for men, and, you know, there's, I think it also was very intertwined in the gaming industry, and so a lot of women and girls don't play video games, so they weren't attracted to computer science. But I mean, computer science and you know, technology is here to stay. And if we don't have more women in tech, we're going to see some, you know, serious ramifications also for, you know, other areas that affect women, for example, like women's, you know, health. Because like all the, you know, none of the apps will be reflecting, you know, issues that are important for us.
Well, and I'm guessing, Charmy, with the success for this robot and doll combination and helping girls learn some coding and getting much more involved in science and tech and education in general and math, certainly, keep up the good work. And you and your team are doing some unique things, and we invite our audience to visit smartgirlswithaz.com. We'll get you there, too, when you visit us at intotomorrow.com. Charmy, thanks for joining us. Keep up the good work. We'll see if we can get you back on again soon, especially when you've got more new and exciting things that you're doing to help these young girls and the progress that they're making. We'd love to help you promote it further.
Oh, well, thank you so much.
My pleasure. Smart Girls. It's SmartGurlz. So it's not just girls. It's a U instead of an I and a Z instead of an S. You get the idea. SmartGurlz.com. If you have any problem, just hit us up at intotomorrow.com and we'll link you right there to Charmy's site and you'll see what her team are up to and take full advantage of the things they have available for your girls or your granddaughters and just anyone that you know. really neat stuff. And for $60 right now, take advantage of it by all means. Intotomorrow.com is where we will meet you. I'm Dave Graveline. We continue here on the Advanced Media Network.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson.
Are you over the age of 60 and been diagnosed with lung cancer? If so, you and your family may qualify for a cash award. We can help make sure that you and your family are financially safe and medical expenses are covered. If you've been diagnosed with lung cancer and are over 60, call 24/7.
1-855-380-4220. 1-855-380-4220.
Attorney Advertising. William Stephacker Jr. is the attorney responsible for this ad. Main office, Granton, Pennsylvania. May not be available in all states.
Keeping the gadget and gizmo confusion to a minimum, we hope. You're tuned into tomorrow. I'm Dave Graveline.
I'm Chris Graveline. And this portion of Into Tomorrow is brought to you by Dexcom, the only continuous glucose monitor FDA permitted for kids ages 2 years and up. Visit Dexcom.com. That's DEXCOM.com.
Eddie in Prattville, Alabama, listens on TuneIn. And, of course, Eddie, don't forget you can subscribe to our free Into Tomorrow podcasts at Intotomorrow.com.
It's the laptops on HSN and QVC any good. And why don't y'all have an app on the Microsoft Store?
Well, on the Microsoft Store. Stay tuned. Speaking of apps, can't tell you anything right now, but you never know. But Eddie, in terms of your question, there's nothing wrong with laptops that are sold on TV rather than by other means, but you can probably find better deals elsewhere. They tend to try to make it seem like, oh, this is amazing, and you'd spend more on a lot of those various channels than you have to otherwise. If for no other reason than those shows having a timer that tries to push you to buy before you can do some research on your own and see how their claims stack up against real user experiences and compare it to your own needs. Whatever they offer you there won't cost any less than a comparable laptop bought from a reputable retailer or from the manufacturer. If you notice the prices seem very cheap, you're probably looking at a machine that is very old.
Yeah. Other than that, there's really nothing truly wrong with them. They're not scamming you. They're just pushing you to buy now when there are smarter ways to do your research and choose a product that you can be sure will meet your needs instead. Now, as for not having an app on the Microsoft Store, frankly, because your computer comes with a web browser, and the experience you'll get on our site will be much richer and fuller than the experience you get from an app, which will be more limited and will offer no real advantages on a computer. Plus,
yeah,
really, the advantage of having an app on the Microsoft Store is for the Microsoft phone, which they don't have anymore. So
exactly. So if we did an app, an Into Tomorrow app on the Microsoft Store, as opposed to, oh, let's say, the Apple, the Android Play Store and Apple, what is it, still iTunes?
App Store,
okay. Which could happen, I'm not saying, but stay tuned. Next couple weeks, you might learn something very interesting. But if we did an app for the Microsoft Store, it would likely just be pointing you to our website, because that's going to be the fuller, richer experience that Chris mentioned. So here's a thought, Eddie, and everyone else listening. Do us a huge solid, would you? And bookmark intotomorrow.com. And there you go. Maybe even put a copy of the shortcut on your desktop. One click away, and you're right there.
Make it your homepage.
That's even better. I was going to say gooder, but that wouldn't be proper grammar. But I like it. It's even gooder. So make us your homepage, and then take a picture of it and send it to us. We'll send you a prize. It could happen, you know. But let us know if that'll solve that problem for you. Do you get our once-a-week free tech newsletter?
Yes.
I know you do. It's a condition of employment. But if you don't get it, then it's very easy to subscribe. And trust me, you'll want to get it. Because we do give you some tech news. I know, go figure, in the tech newsletter. We do let you know what's on the show, who's on the show, what topics we're covering. Chris's team even oftentimes will highlight your call, perhaps, as part of the tech newsletter, and your question, and stay tuned as we answer it. And we've had other listeners say, oh, I have a suggestion for them too. Terrific. listeners helping other listeners. Great calls. And then we send them prizes in addition to your call. I mean, it's all fun and a win-win-win scenario. And some whom thoughts, because we like to make you smile. There's a lot of fun stuff. Subscribe. It's very easy. Your email address only. We don't share it with anyone. And it's a double opt-in thing, meaning we don't spam anyone either. Somebody else puts your email address in, it's not going to work. If you put it and then watch your email, you should almost immediately get an email that says, click here to confirm. And voila, welcome. So join us on the tech newsletter, won't you, at intotomorrow.com.
We've been fighting the war on drugs for a long time. We answer the phone 24/7, 365 days a year. On a busy night, we answer hundreds of calls. This war on drugs needs our intervention.
Since 2014, Addiction Hope and Helpline has helped people struggling with drugs and alcohol.
When the phone rings, we help people when they need it the most. When we get a caller into treatment, it feels good. It's a blessing.
If you're struggling, drinking, using, and need to get clean, don't suffer alone in silence. Call Addiction Hope and Helpline.
Our people understand, and many are also in recovery. Call for support and strength. You can call for someone who can't or isn't willing. It's an act of love. Together we can help you beat this thing and erase addiction from your vocabulary once and for all.
Call 800-665-6113, 800-665-6113, 800-665-6113.
Wish a final happy birthday to our Horatio part of the team. Welcome back into tomorrow. I'm Dave Graveline.
I'm Chris Graveline. Don't forget that you can listen 24/7 on our website. StreamGuys.com helps us stream the last several weeks of Into Tomorrow nonstop at intotomorrow.com.
You know, I was talking about the tech newsletter in our last segment before the break, and I forgot to even tell you that if you need to get some work done while you get your daily caffeine fix, well, our friends at PC Mag tested the Wi-Fi at 11 coffee shop chains to show you which one is the best. And guess what? It wasn't Dunkin' or Starbucks. That is one of the cool stories we have in this week's Into Tomorrow tech newsletter, so you want to hurry and sign up.
We also have Beth's weekly tech tip, TV and movies anywhere. When you've missed your favorite TV show or running late to get home to watch it, or just you need to catch up on a series or movie, you can look no further than your favorite online device.
Kent in Chandler, Texas, listens on 97.5 FM KTBB. Hello, Kent.
For years, I have been a Windows guy. I've avoided Mac or anything from Apple.
Good.
But I've lately heard that Mac computers are pretty well invulnerable to Trojans and other cyber attacks.
True.
Is this true? I'm looking at a new job that would require me to use both, and I haven't been on a Mac since 15 years ago.
Well, Kent, nothing's anything proof, of course, but Macs do better against malware. I know I said do on the radio, but they do better against malware. Initially, the general excuse was that their market share was just so much smaller than Windows that no one bothered with them. But as their market share has grown, reports of infections have not. They do have a solid permission system, and the operating system does try to keep potential sources of infections somewhat under control.
Yeah, but nobody really has a problem with that anymore. Macs are easy to use. It won't take you very long to get up to speed, even if you haven't used one in 15 years. So don't be afraid of either. They're both nothing more than adequate tools for the few things that a smartphone can't do these days.
Adequate tools, you're right. And join us, Kent, and everyone else at intotomorrow.com.
Bringing you the latest in consumer electronics and technology, this has been Into Tomorrow with Dave Graveline. To participate with Dave and his tech geniuses and win prizes anytime 24/7, Use our free Into Tomorrow app for your iPhone, Android, and netbooks. Available in your app store or call 1-800-899-INTO. That's 1-800-899-4686. Be sure to visit our website anytime to read our show notes and watch our ITTV videos at intotomorrow.com. And join us next week as we bring you further Into Tomorrow.